call this an ageless glamour girls chat fest of sorts on steroids. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Ageless Glamour Girls podcast. This is season 3. This is where we talk all things aging on this beautiful and sometimes challenging but liberating journey. And nothing besides politics is off limits. I'm your host, Marquita Curtis-Haynes. I am the founder and the CEO of the lifestyle brand Ageless Glamour Girls, which celebrates, empowers, motivates, embraces, and entertains women aged 50 plus. I'm also a new author, an Amazon best-selling author, I might add. My new anthology is called Ageless Glamour Girls, Reflections on Aging. It features 12 fierce and phenomenal women who share their take, their journey, their view on this ageless aging journey. Yes, please. And trust me, you'll be able to relate to all of these chapters. It's so inspirational. I love these ladies and I love the book. Now, let's see what else. Oh, now back to today's show. We are women, I might add. Hear us roar. A few months back, I attended the PodFest Expo in Orlando. So much fun. In case you're not familiar, the Podcast Expo is the longest running annual in-person podcasting conference in the world. And they just recently returned from Manila, Philippines, sharing their love there as well. Now, getting back to Orlando, I went there at the invite of Buzzsprout. I love Buzzsprout. It's the best podcasting platform, and their customer service is bar none. They really bring it. So nice, so helpful. And now, you know, at that podcast expo, I had so much fun. I met so many people, and it hit me one day, why don't I search out some ageless glamour girls? You know, those who are hosting their own podcasts and see what's going on with them in their podcast, in their world. And so that's what I did. And so that is the base of today's podcast. Here are some of those women podcasters who I met at the Podcast Expo in Orlando.
Hi, I'm Carrie V. My podcast is Coffee and Tea with Carrie V. And we talk about all things leadership, communication, resilience, and excellence.
Oh, I love that. How long have you had your podcast?
I started it in May of 2020 because we were in lockdown. Why not?
Right. So how many, this is your, what season is this for you?
Season 3?
3? Nice. So tell me, what do you love about this ageless aging journey?
What do I love about the ageless aging journey? We can get older without getting old. That's what I love about it. Old is a mindset. And I don't intend to get old. And when my kids tell me, you're too old to do and fill in the blank, I just tell them, you know what? You can age the way you want to, but I am aging backwards.
I love that. I love it. And where can we go? What are your social media handles, your podcast? And where can we go to find out more about you and your podcast?
Yeah. Podcast, Coffee and Tea with Carrie V. My website is Coach Carrie V. I'm sorry, CarrieV.com. And on Instagram, I am Carrie V. And I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing this with the Ageless Glamour Girls community.
Yes, thank you. This has been amazing.
Hi, I'm Marnie Young. I'm the host of the Transform Your Mind to Transform Your Life podcast. It's a podcast basically allowing women, which is my target market, to change their mind so that they can change their lives. The thoughts that you think about are what's keeping you stuck in, whether it's in poverty, whether it's in struggle. Your thoughts are what can free you, and your thoughts are what can keep you bonded. So I have sessions every week where I do coaching based on scriptures from the Bible or a book that I'm reading right now that I think that I want to pass on. Because everything is better when you share it. So that's basically what I do. Then on Mondays, I do a long-form interview for about an hour. And I select my guests based on the same thing. Personal development. Whether it's, you know, fitness. Whether it's mindset. Whatever it is that can make your life better. that's what I want to showcase.
I love it. And I have a question for you about this ageless aging journey. What do you enjoy most about where you are right now in your life?
You know, it's really interesting. Years ago, I read this book by Deepak Chopra, who is one of my mentors. Uh-huh. And he had this book that was called Growing Younger, right? Oh. And he had these different principles that you use every day to grow younger as you get older. You know, one of them was, you know, movement, supplements, having this mantra that says, I'm getting better and better every day, and my biological age is set at a healthy 35. I just did an epigenetic test, and I have telomeres that make me 30 years younger.
love it.
And everybody has told me that I look 20 years younger than I'm aging. And that is because I prioritize mindfulness. I live in Florida. I walk every day in the sun.
Yes.
I make sure that I watch comedies in the evening and I laugh. I have a great personality.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Yes. So I am very focused on growing younger.
I love it. And I'm so glad we met at this conference. Wow.
Yes.
Tell the Ageless Glamour Girl community, Ageless Glamour Girls community, where we can find out more about you.
Okay, right. So my website is blog.myhelps.us. That's basically where I post my show, my podcast, my YouTube videos. But if you look for Myrna Young, I will come up, or to Transform Your Mind, I will come up anywhere. My Instagram handle is Myrna M. Young. I'm on Facebook as the Transform Your Mind podcast. On Twitter, I'm at Myrna Morris, I think it's on there. I don't remember, but if you just Google Transform Your Mind, I will definitely come up.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much for sharing this information with the Ageless Glamour Girls community. And we will check you out. And it's all about collaboration and sharing and loving and hugging and all of that. And
yes.
Mindfulness. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank
the show.
You. It was beautiful to meet you. And I hope that we can continue this friendship outside of PodFest.
For sure. Indeed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, my name is Amy Fagan. My podcast is called Grounded in Maine, and it is about sustainability. So it is an open conversation about how we show up for the world. I wanted to start a podcast to learn how to be more sustainable, really, to think about the world as it is. It can feel overwhelming, and sometimes it might feel like it's just too far gone. Like, why even bother? And so I just want people to get creative and feel like there's still something that we can do. And we don't have to have like a 10-acre farm with all the animals or solar panels over our entire property. There are so many ways that we can get creative and be sustainable. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can just be something. But just to get started.
I love that. How long have you had your podcast?
My podcast will be 2 in June.
Ooh, nice. And where can we find it?
I am everywhere the podcasts are available, but I'm also on, I do a lot of posting on Instagram and Facebook, mostly Instagram, and but I'm, I am mainly on, I'm everywhere.
And what is your Instagram handle?
It is Grounded in Maine Podcast.
Okay. One piece of advice, or not advice, your thoughts on this beautiful aging, ageless journey.
Oh my gosh. Don't be afraid. Like, I think the biggest thing that I've gotten from, I just turned 50 in November. It's, you kind of let go. You just have to let go of who you've been, and just like, you can start fresh. It's totally cool. And try new things. So this is, I was calling it when I first turned like 48 or something, like my midlife crisis, but I've changed it to my season of discovery.
Love
so,
it.
Trying new things.
Love it. You just inspire me. I have chills. I am not kidding you. Thank you so much for giving your thoughts with the Ageless Glamour Girls podcast. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hi everyone. My name name is Mary Fernandez, and my podcast is Leadership, Legacies, and Legends Unleashed. And we talk all about unsung heroes of every day. Those that you don't see or even think about, moms, dads, pastors, just people that have done great things. So I look for them, I seek them out, and I want them on a stage so that their legacy can live on.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that. Can't wait to listen. So what is your biggest aha moment, or what do you love most about this ageless aging journey?
Well, I tell you, we wake up at a certain point where it's not all about our children anymore. It's not all about hiding out behind everybody else you can help. God gives you health and strength and energy and a whole new chapter in your life. So this ageless journey has made me step out from behind the shadows,
ooh,
all out from behind the background singer role. I found out just on this conference that my name is Rainmaker. That means we love to help others. We don't mind helping others, and we don't have to stand in the shadows anymore.
That's right.
Not behind our children, and I gotta help this person, I gotta help that person. You gotta let them free so that you can be who you were called to be. Now, some of our children will grow up and love you to pieces, and some can't wait to get away from you, but that's okay. That's called launching leaders, launching giants.
That's right.
And if you're strong enough to develop yourself, I love helping people own their own power, identify with what your personal gifts are, your personal strengths are. So at Leadership, Legacies, and Legends, the podcast, that's the platform, and don't forget to unleash part. Over on wuhai.com, where Women of Help and Influence is my actual business location or website, Wuhai by Mary, W-O-H-I. Over there, we talk to our clients one-on-one. We look for that unstoppable woman. We have programs to help you find your way. And if you're not ready to invest in you, well, when? Time is ticking. The clock is rolling. I'm 72, and I'm very happy in my age zone. But it's about me and my husband now. It's another generation of life God has given me. So how many women can I help to wake up and not just smell some coffee, but own the coffee company?
Thank you. That's beautiful. And I think you just gave us where we can find you, right? You just gave that information.
WuhaByMary.com. Reach out. But you got to make sure you mention our beautiful host, Marquita.
Marquita.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We'll meet you there. Check her out, everybody.
Thanks.
You so much.
Appreciate
bye.
It.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Eve. I am the host and creator of Please Me, the podcast. Please Me aims to destigmatize conversations about sex and sexual health. My professional journey is that I am a licensed physical therapist. I do pelvic floor and sexual health work, so I treat conditions like erectile dysfunction, decreased vaginal sensitivity and dryness, etc. And I am all about talking about sex and destigmatizing those conversations so that we can get our needs met. I talk a lot about the orgasm gap, and I'm having an orgasm revolution on February the 12th, so I would love for you to join that. And if you're interested in learning more, you can go to pleaseme.online, or you can follow me on social media.
I love that. An event.
Yes.
Wow, I'll be there. And just tell us a little bit more about the event.
So it's an online event, and it's bringing awareness to the orgasm gap. And the orgasm gap is basically a phenomenon where women, and especially heterosexual women, are getting their orgasm needs met much less than in any other relationship type, including single women. So we need to bring awareness to this so that we can all close our own personal orgasm gap one person at a time through education and through communication.
I love that. Thank you. And where can we can find out more information on you and your brand?
You can go to my social media, Please Me by Eve Creations, or you can go to Facebook. I have a Please Me profile there. You can go to pleaseme.online, which is my website, and reach out and say hi.
Perfect. And one final question. We want to talk about this ageless aging
yes.
journey. Tell me about how you're navigating this journey.
So it's interesting that you say that, because I talk to a lot of my guests about, their quote unquote prime, and you know how a lot of times we hear that your prime of life is in your 20s and 30s. And I beg to differ.
Woo.
I feel like it gets better and better as you get older, as you learn much more about who you are and what you want to do in your life. So I feel like at 51, I'm living my quote unquote prime right now.
I love that. Thank you so much, Eve, and we'll see you again soon.
Absolutely. Until next time.
Hi, I'm Savita Hosmane. I'm from India, and my podcast is called as the Dream 100 Business Show, as you can see here. And this podcast is all about empowering entrepreneurs. So here we understand what their challenges are and how they overcame their challenges, the strategies with which they adopt to overcome these challenges, and their products and their services. We convert them into an episode and make it as a lead generating tool for them.
Wonderful. And how long have you been doing your podcast?
Yeah, this has been from the past 2.5 years.
Oh, nice. And so is this your first podcast?
Yeah, this is my first podcast.
And what did you get out of it?
Well, too many things.
right. Too many. What is the top one thing that you...
The top one is I should go as a guest to many other podcasts, which I'm doing right now.
Yes.
And I thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Of course. And what has been so far, what are you enjoying about this ageless aging life so far as you get older?
I am 50 plus. But the thing is, wherever I go, I proudly announce my age, because people tell me that you don't look like 50.
That's why I asked. Exactly. That's why I asked you earlier.
So I'm very much proud of this fact. And on my 50th birthday, this April 2023, when I turned 50, I thought that I should do something amazing. And I gifted myself Everest Base Camp. So I went to Everest Base Camp. Trekked all the way, and I proved to people that age is just a number.
I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how can people find you?
People can find me on LinkedIn, Savita Hosmane, and they can find me on Instagram or on our podcast, Dream 100 Business Show. Mm-hmm. I'm all over the place in Google. Just type Savita Hosmane, because I'm an author. And as well as I'm the founder of a company called as Hasovan. I'm a business podcaster as well as an active meditation facilitator. So you can find me in various avatars. Just type Savita Hosmane and you will find me.
I love it. And spell your name for us.
SavitaHosmane, Savita Hosmane.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful information with the Ageless Glamour Girls community.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Wendy Worsniak, and my podcast is AP History Help, where I give tips and strategies for high school students who are enrolled in AP History courses.
I love that. And tell me, you were just given a presentation. I have pictures to prove it. You just gave a presentation on organization and getting yourself together in that respect. How do you do it, and why is that so crucial, especially as we get older?
Yeah, it was on time management and productivity. I find that menopause brain, I guess, that it's very distractible. And it also is a result of trying to teach students during the pandemic when they were having difficulty getting their work done. And I thought, why aren't they doing their work? It's so easy. Like, we gave them easy work to do pandemic time. And it was that they were procrastinating. They didn't know how to manage their time. So I started researching about time management techniques, and I started teaching it to students. I realized that even adults need help with time management. And so I'm always using my own strategies to help me be more focused and productive.
Yes, in your presentation, you use Post-it notes. Well, I use different colored paper, 8x10 paper. Yes. I love that. So one last question. Tell us, how are you vibing with this ageless aging journey? What's your biggest aha moment so far?
Well, my biggest aha moment was in July when I saw my doctor, and he's like, you know, they have pills that'll help with those hot flashes. That was a huge difference maker. Like, now that I don't have the hot flashes anymore, I feel like I can do so much more. I have so much more energy. So I don't know. It's just trying to come up with new solutions for old problems, I guess.
Yes. Any advice for the youngins coming up behind us?
Exercise. You can't wait till you're 55 to start exercising. Start walking now, because the knees, I'm telling you, they are not kind to you if you're not kind to them. So give them lots of exercise.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
I'm Ann Zuckerman. My podcast is Just Wanted to Ask. I interview entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and authors because I am basically a serial entrepreneur, and I love meeting people and finding out their stories.
I love it. From your podcast, have you met, and I'm sure you have run across women who are starting second, even third acts in their 50s or 60s or 70s or whatever?
Of course. I interviewed an author last week who's 85 and just published her first novel.
Oh my God, I love it. In my anthology, I have an 87-year-old, 86 or 87-year-old. But it's not her first novel, but she's phenomenal. Now, what I need to know from you is you mentioned you're in your 70s. Is that okay for me to say?
Oh, yeah. I'm 74.
I love it. So what do you know now that you didn't know when you were, say, 50?
Well, I have a lot more freedom now because I'm not concerned about all the little minutiae that young people are always concerned with. And I enjoy every day, and I wake up with gratitude every day. And I think that keeps me vibrant.
I love that. And you definitely are vibrant. All right, and thank you so much for doing this and sharing all this great information with the Ageless Glamour Girls community.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Jen Hardy. I'm host of the Fabulous Over 50 podcast, and we are there to encourage, inspire, and celebrate women over 50.
Yes, yes, yes. And what has been your biggest aha moment about this wonderful ageless aging journey?
You know what it was realizing that everyone has the talk with girls about puberty, mm-hmm. but no one has the talk with women about menopause. And it's more of a significant change mm-hmm. than it is earlier, and it affects so many things in our life. And so I just got a nurse on my show to have the talk with women, and everyone who's listened has learned so many things, as did I, like the 35 symptoms we could have. So I think for me, that's been a thing.
Oh, there's more than, there's. I thought there were 200 symptoms.
Well, the 35 main, you know, big things. I know. People think they have other diseases or whatever. And then I had 1 month where I talked to a bunch of men on their opinion of women as we age, because women make assumptions about what men think.
Right.
And it was a lot more positive mm-hmm. than a lot of women would have thought.
Wonderful. Now, how can we find out more about your podcast? Where can we go?
Everything is at jenhardy.net. JenHardy.net. You can find it all there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing this wonderful information with the Ageless Glamour Girls community.
I love your community. Oh my gosh, it's brilliant.
We have a shared community. Yes, we're going to do something together.
Yes, we are.
All right. Thank you so much.
Mwah. Thank you.
Bye.
There you have it. Thanks so much for allowing me into your worlds, ladies. Thanks for humoring me. And I'll put everyone's details in the about the episode section of the podcast, where you'll be able to contact them. And of course, follow their podcast and subscribe to their podcast, please. And by the way, I met some other Ageless Glamour Girls and Ageless Glamour Girls Rising there, some of whom own and manage some cool businesses relating to podcasts, you know, the podcasting industry. I'll feature those ladies next week. Now, looking forward to next year. I am looking so forward to attending next year's podcast expo. I hope to see you there too. All right, this is where we wrap things up and I get sad. You've been listening to the Ageless Glamour Girls podcast, where we talk all things aging on this wonderful transformative journey. We're available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for subscribing to our show as well. Now, if you want to join the conversation, if you have an idea for a podcast, if you want to be on the podcast, send us an email at info@agelessglamourgirls.com. That's info@agelessglamourgirls.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel, the Ageless Glamour Girls YouTube channel, and subscribe to that channel as well. We appreciate you. We also have a private Facebook group. Come on over. It's called the Ageless Cafe. We're also on Instagram and other social media platforms. And please don't forget, here's a blatant plug. Please don't forget, yay, to grab a copy of our new book, Ageless Glamour Girls, Reflections on Aging, available on Amazon and other best booksellers, I should say. Thank you for that. And let us know what you think about it. Feel free to leave us a review on Amazon. And now we're also taking names for volume 2. So if you're interested in being in our next volume, drop us a line again at info@agelessglamourgirls.com. We would love to hear from you. And before I forget, hot off the press. We're going to soon launch our Ageless Authors series featuring new authors, of course, 50 plus. There are a lot of women in that space now, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. And you're, if you're not already on our radar, reach out here again. We would love to hear from you. Send us a note at info@agelessglamourgirls.com. And I've already recorded a couple of the authors for their books, and it's good stuff. Oh my gosh, good stuff. Right in time for summer reading, right? Right on time. Now, let's see again. Oh, so yes, you're going to want to get their books. Now we're going to wrap. And you know, I always hate to say bye. I always hate that, but we have to go. All right. I've talked enough, right? Again, I'm Marquita Curtis-Haynes, founder and CEO of the lifestyle brand Ageless Glamour Girls. And I'm the host of the Ageless Glamour Girls podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. And here's to healthy aging and joyful living. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye for now. Bye.